We present Rodney Bewes and Ann Bell in A Very Private Man.
You know, this burnt toast is good. It looks unattractive on the plate. Parallel strips of corrugated carbon, but it's really tasty.
Would you like some more fried bread?
Oh, it's fried bread, is it? Sorry, my mistake. What are you trying to do? I've had three slices.
More tomato.
Helen, you've obviously got something to say.
I wanted you to read something.
Wait, please. I'd like to go for a walk by the river now.
You haven't forgotten your mother's coming.
No, that's why I want to go for a walk by the river. To reconsider the option of suicide.
David.
Verdict. Death while the balance of his mind was being tilted by his mother.
Don't be silly. We don't see her often.
No, that's why I wanted a good start to the day. Because her trip downhill is going to be long and steep. I've been trying, unaided, to brainwash myself into an optimistic frame of mind.
And I've been trying to get you to read something.
My mother. Coming here. She needs a guide when she goes beyond the end of the street. It must be 40 or 50 miles. Scaled up, that's the equivalent of Scott going to the South Pole.
Is it my turn yet?
Darling, please. I can just take so much. Can't it wait?
Morning.
Oh. Morning, Jane.
Morning, Mr. Parkinson. Are you looking forward to your mother coming?
How is it, Mrs. Wilshaw, that with a farm to run, the world crying out for food, countless animals grunting, snorting, mooing and bleating for your attention, you find so much time to come down here?
Oops, David.
It's all right, Helen. I understand him.
Nobody understands me. I'm an individual. Unique. I'm beyond human comprehension. To myself some of the time.
And to others most of the time. Is it something I said?
My husband seems to have forgotten his manners this morning. Would you like some tea, Jane?
The barbarians about to break down the door. And the British drink tea.
That's one reason we fought the war, Mr. Parkinson. To preserve the British way of life.
Oh, really? Another mistake on my part. I thought the war was for defending freedom of the individual. Me. The right to live my life, my way. Without interferences. I'll wake up one morning and find I've been nationalized. If anybody wants me, I'll be in the river.
In?
More than likely.
Other people never see David's best side.
He has one.
Oh, yes. But it's as though it's a private show reserved for me.
Did you tell David about the,
No. I tried. But he's, well, preoccupied, as you saw.
Look, you're not the type to be shut away here.
I know, but I don't think the time is right.
Paul Weston is handsome.
Well, so's David.
Yes, but Paul isn't as...
peculiar.
As your husband.
Well, after living with David for 4 years, I'd find that boring. I'm hooked on peculiarity.
Look, at least see if you like him. Make up your own mind. Shall I ring? I'm sure he'll see you this morning.
Just, exploratory.
Hmm? Mutual exploration. Oh, doesn't that sound exciting?
Oh, I'll let you know, Jane. Do you think I should tell David?
That's up to you.
Well, he wouldn't listen before. I've a good mind not to. He's got the nerve when you think about it.
Well, if you do, you'll find him in the river.
Are you going to jump?
How far do you think I'd float downstream before somebody found the body?
The water authority would probably raise our rates. Your mother will only be here a couple of hours.
Have we got that in writing?
Yes, the letter. She wants to go back on the afternoon train.
My mother breaks international agreements. Remember my original idea? Privacy and solitude? And you told your mother the address, and your mother told mine? Sabotage. Paradise lost.
Yes, darling. I wanted you to read this in the local paper.
Miss Deirdre Birchwood of Lower Belstead Farm was fined £20 for being drunk in charge of a horse. Now, that couldn't happen in London.
At the bottom of the page, it's a job. Secretarial, part-time, convenient hours. I'd be back by 12.
Work? A job? Are you feeling all right? Go out and work. What go can work give you that I can't? Here.
You mean, apart from an outside interest, new people, the sense of belonging to the outside world, the opportunity to use the skills and aptitudes I proved I have?
Yes, 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 apart from that.
Money.
We have money.
A little.
I didn't realize you were so money conscious. I should have known, you being from East Sussex. It's your mother's picture on the back of the £10 note. The bonnet suits her. We've got my redundancy money and savings.
Which are made of paper, not elastic.
I must say, I admire your timing. You pick a day when there's a black cloud looming on the horizon, my mother. I'm sorry. I just can't be troubled by incidentals. Not now, not today.
Do I take it that that's some sort of an answer?
Do you want a short answer or a long one?
Short.
No.
And the long one?
Never.
I see.
Stalemate.
No, I know my next move. Will you drop me off in the town on your way to the station?
You're going to sabotage our future, and you want me to help you light the fuse?
You'll be late for the train.
Have I got to meet it myself?
I'm sure you'll recognize your mother, and if you don't, she'll recognize you.
Yes, I hear. Hello, Mother.
You look as though you've lost weight.
No, I'm wearing thinner pullovers these days.
Are you sure?
Yes, feel. Ow!
I can feel your ribs.
Well, you poked hard enough to feel my backbone.
Oh, it is nice to see you, love.
Well, let's get you out of the carriage, Mother. I'll get your stuff.
Oh, it has been a long time.
Yes, I was wondering why it hasn't been longer. Oh, this case is heavy. Oh, I mean, I never expected to see you get this far. Why did you bring a case like this just for a few hours?
Not mine. I wondered why you was getting it out. It belongs to that woman that's gone to the toilet.
Well, why didn't you... Oh, I wonder where she's going with a case like this.
I've got all my stuff, I think. All.
Pardon?
That woman going to all. To her sister's. She moved there just before the war. Before that...
Can you tell me later, Mother?
Don't forget me umbrella.
Where did you leave your umbrella?
At home. I didn't bring it, no. I've got everything.
Come on, then.
Except Sissy.
Sissy! Oh, Mrs. Bancroft! I didn't see you! Why didn't you say? She's very quiet, Mother.
Well, she's lost her voice. So, she came with me. Oh, they talk too much at home. They won't give it chance to get better.
Come on, then, Sissy. Mind your step.
She's lost her voice, son. She's not gone deaf.
I'm sorry. Now, can we get going? There's nobody else, is there?
He says it's his pullover, Sissy. I think he's thinner. Let Sissy feel your ribs.
Mother, will you give over? Stop it. Now, come on, please. Well, here we are, Mother. This is the, kitchen.
I think it was old she was going to.
This is what you've been waiting to see, Mother. The oven, the sink... An early English draining board.
Oh, yes. Or was it Grimsby?
And on this side, a fridge, a cupboard, a loaf of bread going stale.
No, she was going to all, then changing for Grimsby, that's it.
And so ends the first minute. Oh, can you talk amongst yourselves for a bit? Not you, Sissy. Hello?
Is Mrs. Parkinson there, please? Mr. Weston here.
Mrs. Parkinson.
She has arrived, hasn't she?
Yes, yes, unmistakably. Your timing is good. Just a minute. Mother, somebody for you.
Me?
And Mother, don't give anybody else this phone number.
No, I haven't. I don't know anyone who has a telephone except Sissy. And she can't be telephoning. She's already here. Hello? Hello?
Mrs. Parkinson, it's Paul Weston. You're probably surprised to hear from me.
Yes.
Can you start on Monday at 9:15?
Oh, I don't get up till 8:30.
Who is it, Mother?
Couldn't you make it earlier?
No, no, me alarm clock set for 8:30.
Oh, well, I'm prepared to be flexible for the right woman. 9:00.
It'll be a rush.
Your voice sounds different over the phone, Mrs. Parkinson.
Who is it, Mother?
I don't know. He wants me to start Monday.
Start what?
Eh? Oh, I haven't asked him. What is it that you would,
Let me talk to him, Mother, please. This is Mr. Parkinson. Can I help you, Mr. Weston?
Oh, I was talking to your wife just now.
That was my mother.
Oh, she didn't say.
Well, I think she's been told.
Now, look, I'm your wife's future employer, I hope.
Well, hold on a minute. Mother, would you and Sissy go through there? Yes, yes, into the sitting room. And sit for a bit. Right, Mr. Weston.
I wanted her to start on Monday, if she'll take the job. I think she's the woman I've been looking for.
Yes, I know how you feel. There is a prior claim.
Has she gone to another interview?
No. Look, wasn't there anybody else?
After she'd gone, I realized there was no point in interviewing anybody else. Well, if you'll just tell her.
Who?
Your wife.
What? Oh, yes.
Well, goodbye.
And another great darkness settled upon the face of the waters. Two in one day.
Oh, no, I've just remembered. She said her sister moved to Hull to marry a merchant seaman.
Did she?
Oh, I don't know how she met him, if she lived in Lancashire and he lived in Hull. I mean, there's no boat service.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, hello, Ellen.
Well, since we haven't got much time, shall we get into the kitchen, darling, and get the meal ready?
Can I...
No, Mother, no. It's a small kitchen. Sound carries.
Oh, righto.
I'll see you later. David, that was rude.
You know I needed moral support. Come away from the door.
There was somebody sitting in the corner.
I like my family. I just happen to like them at a distance.
Look, I was right. There is somebody sitting in the corner.
Yes, yes. That's Sissy. Mrs. Bancroft, a neighbour. She's here as an observer.
Can't she speak?
Normally she never stops. But God, masquerading as a virus infection, has decided we deserve a short break. Helen, please, about this job.
Now, David, I understand. Isn't there an argument for developing all the dimensions of one's personality?
Licking stamps, clipping on paper clips. Your personality rises above Tippex and paste.
David.
Your personality is developed with me. I'm a developer's paradise. Go out to work. By the time you come back, somebody will have put up an office block on me.
You don't really listen to me. You fill your mind with preconceived prejudices.
Ideas.
Oh, sorry. Preconceived, prejudiced ideas. It's a simple proposition. Letting a personality grow enriches a marriage.
I must keep the Sunday papers away from you. Most marriages seem to survive because the two see so little of each other. A half-conscious kiss at breakfast. The only trace the husband leaves behind is a streak of lemon marmalade on his wife's upper lip. An appointment to meet over bedtime cocoa.
That's not my view of our marriage.
If you get a job, you're deserting me.
A part-time job is not desertion.
Look. Oh. Mrs. Bancroft. What does she want?
Tea, Mrs. Bancroft. Coffee.
Paper handkerchief. Biscuit. Wash your hands. This could take all day. You see what I've been up against?
Hush.
Outside, Sissy. She's pointing outside. The garden, Sissy. I showed you that before we came in. Nothing will have grown since then.
Oh! It's upstairs, Mrs. Bancroft.
We haven't got any plants upstairs.
Yes, that's right. Yes, the door ahead, at the top.
Oh! You get a job and that laugh will go. The whole tempo of our life will change.
Oh, David.
Remember in London our typical week? Work 5 days, shop Saturday, laugh Sunday.
Nothing's settled yet, is it?
Well.
I haven't been offered the job, have I?
Oh, no. I suppose you haven't.
Now, why haven't I?
Well, why haven't you what?
Well, if he'd been keen enough, he would have rung by now. He said he might have, but he hasn't, has he?
He's unreliable.
I was working till only 2 months ago. I haven't gone to seed, have I?
And he probably wears cufflinks.
Yes, he does. Oh, I suppose it's early yet. I know what I'm capable of, and I told him.
Sissy wanted to go to...
Yes, she's gone.
Mother, would you...
Would you like to come and help me with a meal, Mrs. Parkinson?
Oh, yes, love.
Helen, we haven't settled anything yet.
Then it'll have to wait. Your mother's on a visit. You can get the plates out of that cupboard.
All right. We came on the train with somebody going to all.
Grimsby.
His tongue is good, love. Where did you get it?
An ox.
The farm. Living near the farm, we get good meat and such like. Do try to behave.
Does he have a moustache? Not the ox. This Mr. Weston.
Have you made this potato salad, or is it from a bottle?
It's bought.
Oh, well, never mind. It's sometimes as good.
He sounds like the sort to have a moustache.
What do you mean, sounds like? You've never met him.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I can imagine the type. Cufflinks and a moustache go together.
He's obviously careful about his appearance, as men of a certain age are.
And what age is a certain age?
Oh, slightly younger than you.
Oh, likes to impress the new recruits. Masterful with the office junior, dominant with the tea lady.
If the prospective boss was a woman, would you object?
Yes, if she wore cufflinks and had a moustache. It's the job.
It sounded like the man.
Can Sissy have some more bread?
I have some in the kitchen. I'll get it.
I'll help you.
It's not heavy. You stay put and entertain your mother.
I'll cut it for you.
It's sliced.
Then I'll pull back the polythene wrapper.
All right, I'll get the phone. You get the bread. We shan't be long.
We may be long.
Hello?
Congratulations, Helen.
If you've got any good news, please let me have it.
The job?
What about it?
It's yours. Paul rang me up and told me. I'd say that for a bachelor, he seems suddenly aware of his bachelorhood.
Oh.
So, as from Monday, welcome back to the world of work.
Oh, I got it. I wanted.
Oh, you're wanted, all right. I thought Paul was going to make the job conditional on you getting a divorce.
I'm in, if I want to be in. I've landed a job at the first attempt. How did I do it?
Well, there's your typing and all the secretarial skills and your eyes and your legs and your...
I'm sure Mr. Weston didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, isn't it marvellous? I feel great. It proves a point. Oh, David. Monday? Oh.
I think the job will do you good, Helen.
Yes, but will it do David good?
If it does you good, it should do him good. Oh, I forgot. He doesn't work that way, does he? Hasn't he said what he thinks?
No, David doesn't know.
He knows. Paul rang you first and left a message. So he
didn't
tell you?
No.
Well, with his mother being here, perhaps he forgot.
David has a marvellous memory. He only forgets on purpose.
Right, Helen, come on.
I'll talk to you later, Jane. Bye-bye.
Who was it?
Jane. She wanted to know how things were going.
I hope you told her. It may be the last message we get through to the outside world. I've got the stepladder.
What for?
Come on. That bread won't last them forever. Go on, upstairs. I'd always thought insanity was a gradual process.
Why am I going upstairs?
First, because I say so. More important, there's only one place left to hide, the attic. Hold the ladder. Hold it firm. I don't see my mother for months on end. Hold the ladder. And then we meet. Practically the whole time she's been here, she's been on about some woman she doesn't know. I don't know, who might live in Hull. Or might be Grimsby. Hold the ladder. Oh, who has some difficulty meeting a merchant seaman in 1939. Right, now your turn. Come on up.
There is a cupboard, you know, under the stairs.
That's the first place they'd look. And the meat is noisy.
Oh, David.
Help us pull the ladder up. If she comes through the roof, we're trapped. Are you all right?
You should ask a psychiatrist that. This is ridiculous, sitting in the loft.
Yes, it is ridiculous. I'm a fugitive in my own house.
It's dirty up here.
It's honest, quiet dirt that won't disturb you if you don't disturb it. It's a pity more people aren't like that dirt. I lay a careful plan to escape to our own private world and end up hiding in the roof.
David? Helen?
Shh. The enemy have found we're transmitting from the loft. One sound now, and the Allied cause is lost. Shh.
Well, I don't know where they've gone, Sissy. What about the bedroom?
Cold.
No, they're not there. No, try the bathroom.
Freezing.
David.
Shh. Don't sneeze or anything. I feel like a fox that's turned down a cul-de-sac.
Where'd you say, Sissy? Oh, no, they won't be up there. They're not hiding from us.
Wrong again, Mother.
Well, I'm not.
No one will believe you. Try the garden. Come on, Helen, focus your mental energy. The garden, the garden, the garden.
I think they must have gone into the garden. Come on, Sissy. Not up there.
The coast is clear. We can start transmitting again. We will win the war. Da ta 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 da
dum bum bum. Oh, David, what made you such a complicated man?
Who?
How many husbands take their wives into the loft?
Probably not enough.
Sit knee-deep in centuries-old dust, in the darkness, just for a chat. Now, that is complexity.
That's privacy. Complete solitude has been a luxury to me till we came up here.
To the loft?
To Yorkshire. I just want to remind you why we've come here, what it means.
I hadn't forgotten.
I had the feeling today that my carefully engineered future is suffering from metal fatigue. I feel like Eiffel would have felt if he'd seen his tower tilt. My mother and you.
There's no need to feel under threat from me. You and I have signed a non-aggression pact, remember, in church.
Helen, let's focus on the issue.
You don't want me to get a job.
No, I just want you to look me in the eyes and tell me, really, why you must do this, knowing how I feel. Well, what's funny about that?
I can't see your eyes. It's too dark.
Give me your hands. Where's the other one? Right, now that's my head. Feel it?
Yes.
I'm trying to be serious.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, but... Oh, I'm sorry, David. I'll try.
Concentrate. Mm. There's your hands on the sides of my head. Mm. Now, just imagine my eyes right between them.
Oh, this is absurd.
You're right, Sissy. There is somebody up there. Laughing. Are you up there?
Well, are we up here? Yes, we're coming, Mrs. Parkinson. Oh, darling, I'll have to go down.
Oh.
Are you coming?
No. There's a good chance I may never leave this loft again. Some people under threat go back to the safety of the womb. I might have to make do with a loft.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I get them ready to leave, will you come down to drive us to the station?
Probably. What's the date?
The 21st.
Thursday the 21st. The successor to Friday the 13th. Oh, she's gone. Gee, hasn't it gone quiet? With British Rail in its present state, I feel a bit guilty about putting my mother on a train.
Your mother's fine. She's a nice woman.
Yes, I know. I should feel guilty and ashamed and wretched behaving the way I do.
And do you?
No. I feel guilty about that.
Oh, David.
We haven't decided anything, have we?
Oh, haven't we? I thought you decided for us.
No, a modern marriage is a partnership of equals.
Oh, with one equal more equal than the other equal.
No.
David, there's something I have to do.
I feel that I'm the plaything of fate. As though it's decided this is my day for going down all the snakes on the board. Especially the big one that runs from 99 back down to 3.
Would you drive me to Mr. Weston's?
Which Mr. Weston?
The Mr. Weston who rang when I was out to offer me the job.
Oh, that Mr. Weston.
Yes, that Mr. Weston.
All right, you're a free agent. You've made up your mind, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Right, I'm not going to stand in your way. Come on, I'll drive you there.
There, that's done. I've seen him. It didn't take long, did it?
Has that made you feel better?
Much, thanks.
Burial of a dream. Pity your friend Weston isn't an undertaker.
I told him I didn't want the job.
It's not nice to think of a dream rotting. I'll have it cremated. We come to live here, especially to be on our own. No distractions.
I didn't fancy the work, the man, the office.
The coffee was good, though.
And I find that my wife can't wait to get out of the... What? You're not...
No. I'm sorry, David. It was a challenge. I needed to prove something, that I was wanted.
You are! You're the woman I've chosen to share my redundancy money.
I suppose I wanted the thrill of winning again, even if I were meant to give the prize back. My ego needed the exercise. I enjoyed your jealousy.
Jealousy? No. Probably a touch of heartburn. I don't want to share you with anybody.
Let's go home. There's nobody there.
I've trained you well, haven't I? Let's get some wine to celebrate. Do you think a moustache would suit me?
No. I like my neurotics clean shaven.
Without cufflinks.
You've been listening to the last in the present series of A Very Private Man, starring Rodney Bewes as David Parkinson, Anne Bell as Helen Parkinson, Marlene Sidaway as Mrs. Wilshaw, Paula Tilbrook as Mrs. Parkinson, and Peter Wheeler as Mr. Weston. The script was written by Teddy Gregson and the program produced by Ron McDonald.